Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Limits, we totally missed the boat earlier, maybe because we brought it up at the last second with Bob, because I wanted to get his opinion before he had to go.
Okay.
We're doing our quarter century series. You know, ESPN put out their, everybody's doing it, their quarter century NFL team, etc. We've already put out our Steelers, Pirates, Penguins team on this show. We've done, yesterday we did our, we should keep track of what we're doing, by the way. And there's Aaron Rodgers on McAfee. You going to keep me updated real time on this?
We'll do, big boy. Clips.
Let's keep track of all the topics we do. Yesterday was five most exhilarating wins and 5 most heart-crushing, soul-crushing, heartbreaking losses since the year 2000. Limits, I want to do the 5 best athletes. And if you're out there listening, you're watching on YouTube, I hope you are. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It don't cost nothing. You can get there through our website. Or if you're listening, you know, anywhere, 93.7thefan.com at home, driving around in your car. The 5 best Pittsburgh athletes of the 21st century since the year 2000. Limits, we totally forgot the college game. You and I and Bob were talking about Sid, Ben, Geno, Kutch, AB, etc. What about Larry Fitzgerald and Aaron Donald?
Yeah, they definitely deserve some consideration.
So you and I both need to grow a pair and put out a top 5 and be unapologetic about it. And I want people to call in and put in their top 5. The 5 best athletes in Pittsburgh sports since the year 2000. And I'm going to tell you mine right now.
All right, let's hear it.
Except now I'm afraid to say it because I don't believe it. How can I not put Geno or Kutch on here? It's Sid and Ben for sure.
What order?
Sid 1, Ben 2.
I agree.
And then it gets real murky. I'm not going to lie to you. It has to be Antonio Brown. For as loathsome as he's become, he just has to be in there. He was the greatest wide receiver in the NFL and maybe ever for about 6 years. You know, Jerry Rice wins on longevity. And then what do I do, Limits? What do I do here? I have Larry Fitzgerald from Pitt. I have Aaron Donald from Pitt, who was ridiculous when he was there. I've got Evgeny Malkin, an MVP, Conn Smythe, Calder Trophy as Rookie of the Year. He did everything. Andrew McCutchen, Troy Polamalu, and Paul Skeens. What about him?
Yeah, Skeens.
What about Skeens?
Consideration, even though it's been a short sample time, but that leads into my argument on some of the Pitt guys. Like, Skeens has been here for a year and a half, 2 years, whatever you want to call it. Larry Fitzgerald was only at Pitt for 2 years.
I know,
does he get criticized for that at all? In this,
well, not demerited.
Get,
yeah,
pretty much.
No. Because you can only be in college for 4 years at the most, and nobody ever is.
True.
I mean, in a lot of other towns, you'd have to. To me, it's how great he was. But you raise a great point. If Larry Fitzgerald is going to get this for a couple of years, then why not Paul Skeens? And you know what? Paul Skeens is one of the greatest Pittsburgh athletes of this quarter century.
Can you put Aaron Donald over Larry Fitz?
Well, that's another question. Now, how can I not put Kutch on here or Geno?
Yeah.
I'm baffled. But you know what?
We've been blessed. We truly have in the last 25 years, even though it's been rough over the last 8 to 10. I mean, the whole conglomerate of 25 years has been pretty solid.
You know what? We both need to grow a pair here. It's Sid, Ben, AB, Paul Skeens, and Polamalu. Who you got? Who do you have?
Well, I'm going to see who some of the callers that are starting to chime in thinks real quick before I give you mine.
Horrible timing, Limits, and you left me out on a limb. I don't know. Do I choose Kutch? Because Kutch basically was the face of a team that finally brought the Pirates back to some level of prominence. You know what I mean? And he was an MVP, and he was great, like legitimately great for 3 or 4 years. But that's also a pretty short time. Was he greater than Troy Polamalu? I don't know. But if we're only choosing a top five, I mean, what about Kenny Pickett in college? What about Geno? Geno has to be here. But who do you put him at? I have to take Skeens out.
I can't take Skeens out.
Because Skeens might be the greatest athlete of all of them.
Yeah, we're just talking about pure athletes that have played for the teams in the city in the last 25 years. Skeens has to be on this list. If we're not factoring like how long they've played for the team. But then again, if we're talking about pure accomplishments, we're factoring in accomplishments to this. Skeens is he's obviously has some rookie of the year, final top three in Cy Young voting. But is that enough to put him over an Aaron Donald or a Larry Fitz, who was second in the Heisman?
Or Geno.
Troy, or Geno and all the accomplishments in the three cups?
I don't think it is. I can't do it. You're right. I can't do it. It has to be Kutch. What about, let's do Kutch versus Geno for a second. Let's flesh this out. Let's not panic. Let's not try to prove our manhood too quickly here.
Okay. Limits.
Tell me about this. Kutch versus Geno for top five. I think Geno is better for longer, but I think Kutch was the primary face of a franchise that was dead, and he brought them back to life. Does he get credit for that?
I think both of those things are true, and that he should. I think McCutcheon should ultimately get, because of the MVP, because of the four overall top five finishes, three top three finishes, and I understand all the accolades for Geno, but this is a franchise that for 20 years was basically a hodgepodge of nothingness, and McCutcheon was the face. He was the renaissance that brought them back to relevance and brought them back to the doorstep of truly being able to win a World Series.
I'll tell you this much. If I was choosing it simply based on skill, it would be Sid, Ben, Antonio Brown, Skeens, and Polamalu. If I'm choosing resume mixed in with everything, it's got to be Sid, Ben, Antonio Brown. I don't know. I'm flummoxed now. I'm flummoxed. Maybe I don't even have a pair, let alone grow a pair.
Mm.
What a baby I am, huh? I'm going
just
with
a grown child.
I'm going with Sid, Ben, AB, Kutch, and Polamalu. I'm leaving out Malkin. How can I leave out Malkin?
I'm leaving out
he
Malkin,
brought them
too.
A championship
I'm
here.
I'm leaving out Malkin, too. Here's
I'm not
list.
Leaving out Malkin.
Then who are you taking out?
I'd like to take out Antonio Brown
then
because he's an
Antonio
idiot.
Take out Antonio Brown!
I can't. He was one of the greatest wide receivers who ever lived. You know what he did over 6 years?
Yeah, and Evgeny Malkin's one of the greatest hockey players to ever live, even though the NHL 75 team list or all 100 list, whatever the hell it was, made a horrendous decision not putting him on it. Remember that fiasco?
Yeah. All right, I'm going Sid, Ben, Antonio Brown, Kutch, and I can't do it.
All right, I'll give you my list, though.
Here it is. I can't take out Kutch. Do I have to have Polamalu in there?
I think you do. I have him in mine. Would you like my top five?
Yes.
Because I know that you're scattering right now, and you're starting to get very flummoxed. I have Sid 1.
Uh-huh.
Ben 2. I have Andrew McCutcheon 3.
Uh-huh.
I actually, at this point, and this might be a bad decision, I have Aaron Donald 4.
I mean, how can that be a bad decision?
Well, because
who was
then
3
again,
for you?
I put McCutcheon 3.
Aaron Donald.
Donald
okay.
4, and I have Polamalu 5. I do not like not having Malkin on this list, but if I did have to make it, I would put Malkin over Antonio Brown, even though Malkin or Brown was so significantly dominant. I think that the Cups would ultimately put Malkin ahead of AB. That's where it's very hard for me. Where do you rank Aaron Donald? Where do you put him? I mean, very successful, won almost every single defensive award known to man when he was at Pitt before he was ultimately drafted by the Rams.
Yeah.
It's hard to put him over Larry Fitz, but he also has another year under his belt at Pitt.
What about Kenneth J. Pickett? Does his Steeler career take away from his Pitt career?
Well, I mean, considering it's Pittsburgh sports athletes that have played in the city of Pittsburgh, I think so. Unless you just put Kenny Pickett in parentheses, Pitt only.
I mean, Larry Fitzgerald was the greatest thing going
yeah.
at Pitt.
Should have won the Heisman. If it wasn't for Ron.
Do you have a Ron clip? People would still talk to Ron about that, I swear, up to the day of his retirement. Up to the day of his retirement, and I'm sure, I'm 100% sure that people have confronted Ron in Florida, and all they say is Larry Fitz, something like that, or thanks for the vote for Fitzgerald, Ron, and he would get so, so mad. But how can you not have Fitzgerald on this list? Well, neither one of us do. All right, this is my final list.
Are you sure?
No.
Are you positive?
Nope.
Do you believe in yourself?
No. Sid, Ben, Antonio Brown. Nope, I'm not doing it. This is my final list. I'm leaving that jackass off my list.
So let's go. Let's hear it already. Come on, Joe.
I feel better about this.
We have a radio show to run here.
I feel better about this. And I swear to you, this is my final list.
You swear. I don't know if I believe you.
In order. Sid, Ben, Gino, Kutch, and Polamalu. I'm sorry. I left off Antonio Brown. I left off Fitzgerald. I left off Aaron Donald. But you have to choose five. What's your five? Limits!
I gave you my five, but now you want to make me change my five.
I don't want to make you change anything. Sid, Ben, Kutch, Donald, and Polamalu.
I'm going to take Donald out, and I'm going to put Malkin in that spot. I think that the championships and the longevity just puts him over the top.
Okay. So you left out Donald,
I changed it.
Fitzgerald, and Antonio.
I left out all of Pitt. Yeah,
wait a second.
Sid, Ben, Kutch,
we have the same
Malkin,
list.
Troy.
Are you kidding me? How can we have the same list? That's embarrassing.
You have McCutcheon and Malkin flipped.
I know, but we have the same five guys. I'm not doing that.
I think I convinced you to have Polamalu on the list.
I just convinced you to have Malkin on the list.
Should I take Malkin off my list and go with Aaron Donald back? Should I go back to that well?
I don't care at this point. Let's take some calls. Who are your top five Pittsburgh athletes of the 21st century since the year 2000? By the way, Mario is a very honorable mention here because, as I've said many times, his comeback year of 2000-2001, 76 points in 43 games, I have argued, might be the greatest season in hockey history, considering the circumstances. He finished second in the Hart Trophy, and then he came back a couple years later and had 91 points, which is something even a player as good as Jake Guentzel never did for the Penguins. So Mario is an honorable mention. DeJuan Blair is an honorable mention. And that's my list. Sid, Ben, Gino, Kutch. See, leaving Antonio Brown is an absolute crime, leaving him out. It really is. It really is, Limits. You can make an argument he's been the best athlete relative to his peers.
You can, but again, it's also based on what are we judging it off of. Accomplishments or just pure athletic ability.
What I mean, is it his fault they didn't win the Super Bowl? Kind of, I guess. A little bit.
In a way.
But not a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, you're talking about everybody on this list other than Andrew McCutchen has won a championship. Has won two championships. Sid and Gino have won three.
Why is McCutchen on the list?
Because McCutchen was so transformational for that team. It was the ultimate difference maker, the ultimate catalyst for a Pirates team that had not won anything.
And he was an MVP.
And he won the MVP, and he had three top five
finishes.
Everybody
on my list was an MVP of some sort. No, they weren't. Ben didn't win an MVP.
No. No,
does Ben belong second on this list?
He has to be. Ben belongs on the list.
I mean, look at his numbers. They're ridiculous for the he was great.
He's the greatest quarterback in franchise history. Yeah,
maybe,
he deserves to
maybe
be on that
list. Not. Maybe Bradshaw is.
No, Ben is.
How do you know?
Pure skill, ability, accuracy, 2 500-yard games, two games back-to-back with 6 touchdowns.
4-0 in Super Bowls. No real refinement in the passing game back then.
Yeah, but Bradshaw also had the greatest defense of all time and an incredible running game with a Hall of Fame running back.
Those are good points, Limits, and I commend you for them.
Thank you.
Ben had a good running game, too, and a great defense.
He did have a good running game and a good defense, but did he
great
have...
Great defense.
Did he have two Hall of Fame wide receivers, a Hall of Fame running back, a Hall of Fame defensive lineman, probably should be two Hall of Fame linebackers and a Hall of Fame corner?
He came close.
Did he? Where's the Hall of Fame corner and the Hall of Fame middle linebackers on those 2008
James
teams,
Ferrier's borderline
teams?
Hall of Fame. TJ Watt is Hall of Fame. James Harrison could be Hall of Fame. And Lamar Woodley is the greatest postseason pass rusher of all time.
A bunch of could-bes.
Cam Hayward
was
very
good.
Casey Hampton was very good. Troy Polamalu is a Hall of Famer.
A bunch of very goods, yes. Not, I mean, if we're comparing those teams to the 70
Steelers. Troy Polamalu is a very good.
No, Troy Polamalu is, I think, the greatest safety of all time.
No, he's not. Ed Reed is.
I disagree.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's take calls. Do we have calls?
We do. They continue to flood in. If you will just give me a brief moment to be able to take them.
Well, first give me somebody who's on the line.
They're all on hold. I need to get their names. Here is, let's put Tim in the North Hills on. Tim, you're on. Hello, Tim.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Who are your five best Pittsburgh athletes since the year 2000?
You got me right on. Okay. Hey, listen. Okay, I will go along with Sidney at number one without any question. Now, again, I do have to, may I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay, my question is, the way you termed it was athlete.
I mean, yeah, we're not holding an Olympic competition. You know, Chris Rainey might be the best athlete who's ever been here. Martavis Bryant, you know what I mean? The five most accomplished, the best athletes since 2000.
Okay, then again, now you've clarified. Okay, there you go. Yes, I go with Ben second. Without question. Again, just like you guys, then it becomes murky. Very murky. And I
give me three.
Okay, number three, I'm going to go with Troy Polamalu.
Okay.
Okay. Number four.
Yes.
Probably Evgeny Malkin.
Okay.
And then number five, Antonio Brown.
So you left off Kutch, you left off Aaron Donald, you left off Larry Fitzgerald.
Yes. Well, again, it's Pittsburgh. Aaron Donald was primarily not, his greatest accomplishments were not in Pittsburgh. I think it's arguably true.
I like your choices. In fact, I think they were the same as mine.
You.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Take care.
You're welcome.
Limits on keeping track here. Now, he went with A.B., I don't even remember at this point if I went with A.B. No, I went with Sid, Ben, Gino, Kutch, and Troy. Sid, Ben, Gino, Kutch, and Troy. You went with Sid, Ben, Kutch, Gino, and Troy. You copied my top five.
You copied my top
five.
You couldn't make a decision, so I gave mine.
No, I made the decision, and then you took out Aaron Donald.
No, I made my decision. Ultimately, on what my list was going to be, the only thing
it's
that I changed was Aaron Donald.
That neither one of us have Antonio Brown in this list.
Is it embarrassing?
Yes, that guy just did. Go to the next call.
All right, let's go to Joe in California to give his top five.
Hi, Joe.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. What do you got?
I'm glad we got to the point of leaving AB off. Again, if you're looking at best pure athletic ability, I think you have to put him in the, somewhere in there, but at the
well,
same
no,
point,
No. I want to be clear. I'm not looking at pure athletic ability.
Right.
We'd be sitting here with O'Neal Cruz and Martavis Bryant, and it's the five best Pittsburgh athletes. Let's not complicate it. It's a combination of resume, champion, whatever your criterion is, but it's not who would win a punt, pass, and kick competition or a sprint.
Exactly. And I know it took you a long time to get there, but I think your list is very close. I think McCutcheon has to be on there, but I think Sid, Ben, Gino have to be the top three. Look at what they brought to this city. And then if you don't put Andrew McCutcheon on that list, it's irrelevant.
All right. So you have Sid, Ben, Gino, Kutch, and who?
This is where it gets hard, but I think Troy has to be in there. And I mean, yes, you're overlooking Aaron Donald, or not overlooking, but you just can't have him or Larry Fitzgerald. And
or Antonio Brown for you.
Yeah, and I just, what has he done?
What has he done? Actually, he caught 8 million passes and was the best receiver in football for like six straight years.
Yeah, they didn't win.
Neither did McCutcheon.
McCutcheon brought a team that had nothing back from the dead. When they drafted him out of a small town in Florida and allowed him to actually develop, he might be one of the only guys outside of Starling Marte that's actually developed through a Pirates program.
Believe me, that's why Kutch is on my list. I was playing devil's advocate there.
Yeah.
Now here's Troy. What? Go ahead. No, please, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's... I'm happy that you got to where you got with your list.
It just took a while.
As I was sitting in my car, and I'm from Western Pennsylvania, I have been a black and gold fan my entire life. And now, yes, I do live in California. It's a beautiful 72 degrees out here today. But I can't not listen to you guys.
I appreciate that.
I really appreciate what you and City Limits do. I think it's great. And I'm very happy you got to where you got because...
Well, sometimes, you know, Bob is here, too.
Oh, I listened to Bob the entire morning. I wish Bob could have stayed on the show for this entire time.
Me too. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Joe.
So, I don't have to sit here that guy didn't accuse me of anything. I'm talking to myself now. This is me to myself. I don't have to sit here and defend choosing Troy Polamalu. I'm sorry. He was All-Pro second team in 04. Then he was All-Pro first team, All-Pro second team, All-Pro first team, All-Pro first team, and All-Pro first team and Defensive Player of the Year in 2010. He's one of the greatest football players who ever lived, let alone the spectacular nature of his play. Clutch play, the greatest play in Heinz Field history, the interception of Flacco in the AFC title game. I'm not going to sit here and have to defend myself to myself.
Everyone.
Yeah. Troy Polamalu belongs on that list.
He does.
You know what? He belongs ahead of Antonio Brown.
And you copied my list. As the texter said, great points, Limits. I'm going to take you out for ice cream.
Don't take my advice. Or take my advice. I'm not using it. How good was Antonio Brown? Was great for 5 years, basically. 1, 2, 5. He was AP second, first. Oh, my God. He had like 50 touchdowns in those years. But you know what? I'll take Polamalu over Antonio Brown, and I'll justify that. A little bit longer. Well, the year he wasn't AP, he had 104 catches for 1,200 yards and a league-leading 15 touchdowns. I don't care. I'm still taking Troy. Who's next?
All right. We got a lot of people that want to chime in on this, and here is a man named Joe, that wants to rip on me for my quarterback opinion.
Please rip on him.
Hey, Austin, I'm not going to rip on you. I'm just going to change the criteria.
That's cool.
If you haven't seen a player play, you cannot judge whether he's the top guy at the position. I've seen both Bradshaw and Ben play, okay? Two different eras of football rules, okay? The reason that Bradshaw's statistics are lower is because the rules were very different back then. A lot more aggression was allowed, a lot more physicality, much more than today. Okay.
And you know what else, my fellow Joe? You know what else that Limits failed to see there? Terry Bradshaw did win an MVP award, and Ben didn't. How do you like them apples, Limits?
Yep, I agree with that. And like I said, you can't tell how brutal the league was back in those days. In fact, they changed all the rules because of a fella named Mel Blunt.
Yeah.
Okay. So when those rules changed, you have the game of today. So I think that you could have Bradshaw / Ben both being the greatest quarterbacks in Steeler history. I don't think you can separate them.
Thank you, Dr. Kornfeder. We have Aaron Rodgers clips, am
we
I led to believe?
We have Aaron Rodgers clips,
what
yes.
did he say on McAfee? We'll talk about that
There's
next.
There's a big Aaron Rodgers announcement that he made on McAfee.
Don't use that in your headlines.
Huge
I'm going to use it as a classic radio tease. All right, we'll hear what Aaron Rodgers had to say, and we'll get back to this as well.
We still have a lot of people that would like to chime in on their top
five. I hope they do. It's part of our quarter century series, and this one has taken off. Limits somehow, including Jimmy Anderson and Ryan Graves in his top five players.
Don't forget Tristan Jari. I put him in there too.
Somehow, me and Limits and I both arrived at the same top five, maybe a different order. Sid, Ben, Gino, Kutch, and Polamalu. But other people have included AB. This last Joe wanted to reprimand Limits on his Terry Bradshaw opinion. How did you take that?
Well, I think that the criteria that you haven't been able to see a player play, you're automatically disqualified, is null and void, considering there are clips out there that you can go back and watch.
I agree with you on that. I mean, I still have an opinion on the greatest running backs of all time, even though I never saw Jim Brown play live.
You want to say
things like that?
Is Honus Wagner the greatest pirate of all time? Sure, you could say that. There was no consistent video recordings 100 years ago of Honus Wagner playing. But
you could just ask Ron what it was like to see Honus Wagner play.
That's right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Limits, lay it on me. What did Aaron Rodgers, I intentionally didn't look this up during our brief intermission, what did Aaron Rodgers say so far on the Pat McAfee show?
All right, Joe, and he's still going. He's still talking to McAfee and the fellas, but Aaron telling the world that this is it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is it. You know, that's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to, you know, put any extra years on that or anything, so... you know, this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I mean, I played 20 freaking years. You know, like, it's been a long run, and I've enjoyed it. And what better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that, you know, expects you to win.
Fun, love, and peace we're headed for here, Limits.
Playing for a cornerstone franchise.
Aaron Rodgers last year. Now, let me ask you, what if it goes really well? What if it goes really well and he plays really well? He said, I'm pretty sure this is it. I would still think there may be another year left if it goes well. I'm not betting it will go well. I'm not saying there won't be fun, love, and peace. But I'm thinking it might not go well. But if it does, there could still be another year in there, right?
I think there's a possibility, even though I do think it's kind of small. It's a slight possibility because he kind of seems like, we were talking about how is Rodgers invested in this season. So what makes you think that he's going to even be invested for next year, depending on what happens? Unless he has a Brett Favre type of renaissance from the Jets to Minnesota, to the Jets, to the Steelers, and goes to the AFC Championship game. Unless that's the case, I think this is probably it for Aaron. Like, will that fire return for him? Maybe in another organization where there's not as much pressure on him as there was to be the Jets' savior.
Things change. That's all I would say, is once you get into the season, and you know, he's going to see close up what this organization is like and what this team is like. And the last we saw them, they were being accused of quitting during a playoff game. The defense didn't seem real happy, maybe with one another. Remember Deshaun Elliott shredding his teammates? Remember Marlon Humphrey, I think, for the Ravens, alluding to some problems in Pittsburgh? I don't know that it's all fun, love, and peace here, is what I'm trying to say. But maybe he finds great harmony in Pittsburgh, and maybe the Steelers actually are competitive in a playoff game for the first time in, well, it would be 9 years actually play a competitive playoff game. I'm not betting on it. And what I would bet on as a bigger possibility is that things go south here with him and that he's on this very show, the McAfee show, very subtly referencing some of the things that have gone south. We'll see. They're the ones who have to prove it. He's the one who has to prove he can still play. You know what I mean?
What do you think the stat line would have to be for Rodgers in the event that he would come back for another year? Convince himself that, yeah, actually, I do want to play one more season. It went really well here with the Steelers. Maybe one more push to the playoffs could actually get us to a championship-level team. So do you think that they would have to win at least one playoff game and he would have to not look like Peyton Manning in his final year?
I think he would just have to be healthy. He would have to appear happy. He would have to put up good numbers. And yeah, I think a playoff game or two, they'd have to make a run.
They'd have to go to the conference championship.
And then you never know. Things change. I mean, he didn't say this is it. He said, I'm pretty sure this is it. But this thing spread like wildfire now across social media.
Schefter's already put Aaron Rodgers likely going to retire after this season.
Yeah.
And that's catching a lot of steam.
I'm pretty sure this is it. That's why we did a one-year deal.
Also, why is Schefter tweeting that he said the quote, pretty sure this is it, the last season in Pittsburgh, and he still puts the Aaron Rodgers picture in a 12 jersey where there's pictures of Aaron Rodgers from practice in an 8 jersey. That's just ridiculous to me.
All right. Do you
what the hell are you doing, Schefter?
Do you believe this, oh limitless
wonder?
That
Schefter's the one posting his own graphic?
No, that Rodgers, Brooke Pryor picked up on this one, says he doesn't want to live a life in the public eye. Says when he's done playing football, you won't see me, as a quote. Do you believe that for 5 seconds? I don't.
No, but I do think that there is a possibility that he somewhat goes off the grid. Yeah, I do. Like, now, at the same time, he invited in the documentary film crew to the darkness retreat.
We've seen everywhere that he's gone that has allegedly been, you know, yes, darkness retreats and ayahuasca ceremonies and journeys and things like that.
But maybe
he doesn't
wife,
strike me as the type of guy who won't want to be in the limelight somehow.
Happy life might be the case. Maybe his wife doesn't want to be in the spotlight.
Is he actually legally married? Did we ever get an answer to that?
Well, he is married, according to the question that Brooke Pryor asked him. Is that a wedding ring? Yes. How long's it been? A few months. Congratulations. Thank you. That was the extent of that. We don't know who he's married to. He could be married to a dolphin, for all we know.
I don't know. I don't know about that. You won't see me. I thought we'd never see Ben. I thought Ben would retweet.
I mean, he has a Twitter account that
would
retweets
retreat
some stuff.
To a quiet life. I really did. And now you're telling me that Rodgers, listen.
What about Ben gave you the indication Rodgers, he was going to be in a quiet life? Ben was always talkative. He was doing shows with Ron. I want to know what Ben has to say.
Because he seemed to just hate to be in the media. He seemed to not really be that.
He willingly did the show with Ron.
For a while, till it stopped.
Because the Steelers told him to not do it.
The Steelers can't tell Ben anything. They may have suggested to him to stop doing it. One of the things that he told people while he was doing the show here is the Steelers can't tell me what to do.
That's true.
He did a show at the opposing radio station,
for God's
sake. So
he must have done
it
on his own volition.
I don't know. I didn't think Ben was the type to want to go on and you know, opinionate, if that's a word, and talk and be in the limelight. That was just my gut feel. But he not only has he done it, he's very good at it. His podcast is excellent. So you think Rodgers won't get involved in politics? You think he won't be on Rogan and McAfee and anything else he can find? He just disappears? I don't.
No, I didn't say fully disappear.
He did. He said, you won't see me.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
Thank
I don't buy
limits.
That. I think he's probably going to step back a little bit compared to being one of the biggest faces in all of professional sports.
I don't. I think you might see him run for office in some way, shape, or form. You will see him. He said he doesn't. Brooke Pryor reported he doesn't want to live a life in the public eye. I would bet great money that Aaron Rodgers will be in the public eye for a long, long time. Could be wrong. Maybe he goes on a permanent ayahuasca retreat. I don't know.
Would you like to hear what Aaron had to say about why he joined the Steelers?
Yes, I would, Limits.
How are you, man? You're a Pittsburgh Steeler. Hey, okay, it's the first time talking to kids. You become a Pittsburgh Steeler. Yeah. How does it feel? And what has it been like over the last few weeks getting to know the boys?
Oh, it's been great, man. I really enjoyed it. I had a great 3 days out there for mini camp with the boys. Did some individual work, but mostly just kind of watched on the side and talked to Arthur and Tom Arth. And I had a good time, man. It's fun. I was doing a bunch of events out there, so I got out there, went to Tomlin's house for a barbecue, went to Cam Hayward's house for a barbecue, did Cam's golf event on the Monday, had a good time. So just, you know, meeting the guys, getting to know the guys. It's strange that there's no names on the back of the jerseys, so it's all facial recognition. And I'm pretty damn good with names, but it would help if there was like a name on the back that you could, you know, lock that in with some of the guys you haven't quite fully got to talk to yet.
So Aaron's starting to make his way in.
I do like that.
How about the barbecue at Tomlin's house? What do you think?
What do you think was the better barbecue, Tomlin or Hayward's house? I'm going with Tomlin on this one.
I think Tomlin probably had an elite spread.
Yeah, totally elite.
Impressed the new quarterback in town.
I do like the things he's saying. I will say that.
Yeah.
He's winning the PR battle early here. Don't know if a guy who turns 42 in December is still going to be able to play. And I think that's most reflected in his interception totals.
I think it's also going to be...
Limits. Do you know how many interceptions he has in the last 2 years? Wrong.
20.
23. And do you know how many he had over the previous 5 years compared to 23?
Wrong. 24.
Less than 23. So he had more interceptions the past 2 years than his previous five combined. And I just... Are the Steelers the type of place where a quarterback like him comes to thrive?
It's going to depend on that offensive line. Thrive? Is Broderick Jones going to have success
depends
on the left
on
side of the line?
More than that, Limits. It depends on the game plan every week, I would say it would have something to do with it.
Also true.
And last I checked, they didn't have one opening drive touchdown all of last year.
That
you
is
spend
very
the,
true.
The best work you do during the week, you would think, is your opening script. Everything goes into that. Try to get a lead in the game. And they never did it. We saw this offense.
Party script is the one that none of the producers will pick up for a movie. It doesn't score. It doesn't win. Nobody picks it. It doesn't reach the end zone. It doesn't reach the box office.
I do like that, Limits. And the last I checked in their last six playoff games, their six-game losing streak, what's the score in the first quarter?
I'm glad you asked. 73-0.
Wrong. 73-0.
Wrong.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.